on AM 930. And in the NBA, winners of four of their last six. Cavaliers looking to keep things going as they travel to Brooklyn tonight to take on the Nets at 7 p.m. Bullseye on the Afternoon returns after this ABC News update.
Hello. This is Bullseye on Weather on AM 930. Windy overnight with a low near 15. A bit of sunshine Thursday. High of 30.
Right now, we've got sunshine outside. Temperatures starting to settle in at 24 degrees.
It's Bull's Eye on the Afternoon with Andy Bull Barch and Matt Douglas on AM 930 WEOL.
Pushing your ABC News back just a bit, because we're talking some Cavaliers. As a matter of fact, the Cavs are in Brooklyn tonight, getting set to take on the Nets here in just a little while. Well, this is the beginning of a stretch for the Cavaliers where they are going to be on the road a ton. Four of their next six are going to be away from Quicken Loans Arena. And don't forget, coming up in just a little bit here, thanks to our friends at North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco on Center Ridge and Barton Roads, we're giving away a four-pack of Cavalier tickets to see the Cavs and the Raptors on March 11th down at Quicken Loans Arena. We head to the hotline right now to talk Cavaliers basketball. Jim Jones with the Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network joining us from Brooklyn. Jim, we appreciate the time as always, my friend. And I want to begin with something that Coach Drew had touched on just a couple of days ago, and he had spoke of this idea that Colin Sexton seems to be playing better, and he seems to be learning a lot when he's on the floor at the same time as Matthew Dellavedova. I wanted to get your thoughts on that, and if you've seen a difference with Colin Sexton on the floor at the same time as Deli, and what kinds of things he has learned and he's applied as a result of being on the floor at the same time as Deli.
Well, when he's on the floor with Deli, he becomes, in theory, the two guard. And the fundamentals of a two guard, if you're not the ball handler, you have to move, set picks, and try to find open space. And that is a skill. So he's learned another skill set by trying to play the two guard. But also what's happened, he's watched Deli, how Deli play makes, how Deli seems to be in the game at when it's closing time. And this kid's got pride and he's got smarts, and he's figured out a way to minimize his mistakes, and he's vastly improved and is helping us close games.
The ability to finish with both hands is certainly something that stands out to Colin Sexton as well. I know you always mention, you know, he's got that extra gear in him, and he's not afraid of rubbing somebody the wrong way. But, boy, when you watch him play, I mean, in our previous conversations, we talked about how the mid-range jumper, we knew that would be there for him, and it has been throughout the course of the season. He shot a bit better from beyond the arc, and that's maybe a little unexpected. But, you know, in seeing him before the year began, I'm amazed at how he's got this incredible ability to finish at the rim with both hands.
Well, he has to be, or just below 40, because they're easier to contest because there's less distance to rotate to give help and close out. So in our league now, with the pace of the game, shooting efficiency and pace go together. Shooting so you can get in space early in the clock, and he's been able to finish in the rim early. If you notice, he pushes the ball up the floor rather than force a layup or force an early shot. He'll pull the ball back and the Cavs will run their offense. But what he has done now, he's making threes and he's getting to the rim and he's finishing better. And those two things are the way the game is played now. At the rim, high percentage stuff and open threes, and the kid's making shots. So he's made the adjustment. He just has to just stay with it and keep building confidence.
Seems to be having fun and building confidence. And, Jim, I think that's one thing that really stands out about this Cleveland Cavaliers team of late. It just seems like they're having a heck of a lot of fun, and it seems like things have certainly taken a drastic change. And not to dive too deep into the national narrative, but it just seems as though the more you hear about what's going on with the Cavaliers here, it seems like it's a fun environment. And I know a lot of people point to the two guys that aren't here anymore, and Kyrie Irving not having as much fun in Boston, and of course with what's going on in LA with LeBron, it seems like the Cavs are just having a blast right now. Have you noticed a change in the attitude a little bit, not only in games, but on road trips and during practices as well with this group?
Well, Tony Lasorda said, happy cows give more milk. And I think that's true with athletes. You get more production if they're happy and motivated. And that goes back to Larry Drew That goes back to Kobe Altman, who spends a lot of time with our players, talking to them, trying to keep their spirits up. This is very difficult, a lot of pressure. But now that we're healthier, love is out there. These kids are playing so much better, and they're playing with confidence. They like each other. They know it's us against the world. They understand what's going on, but they want to be a spoiler. They want to beat some of these teams they're not supposed to beat. So far, so good.
And do you think part of that comes from the idea that people looked at this group for a while and kind of said, well, this group isn't supposed to win like this? I think from a fan's perspective, you should be excited about that because there is some serious growth potential with this particular group. And again, they seem like they're having a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, I think you hit on it right there, growth. You know, that's what this season has been about, growth on the floor, opportunity to play, build confidence, break bad habits, create new habits, try to develop a new culture, and they've done just that.
Jim Jones with the Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Cavaliers in Brooklyn tonight taking on the Nets. Boy, this is fun to speculate, so I'm throwing this out there, but I wanted to get your thoughts on this. Jim, if the Cavaliers had this current group from the very start of the season, and assuming that everybody is healthy, and I know there's a lot of ifs in there, but do you think this team, as it's currently constructed, would be in the playoff hunt in the East?
I think they would have, you know, based on where they are right now and based upon where they would have been. One of the things about Larry Drew, he's old school. His system is built upon a progression, meaning that they would have worked on some fundamental things each month, improving and building upon that. They have not been able to do that. When he got the team, they were already into the season. It was like starting all over, trying to change habits, trying to have them build on the recognition factor and their options on defense and offense on the run. And that sort of set us back, and of course the injuries.
Yeah, and it's tough to dispute that. I mean, 26 or 27 different starting lineups, that says a lot right there. And I think in some ways you grow as a result of the adversity, but you certainly can't ignore the adversity either. It certainly has something to do.
No, it's very obvious.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And I want to go back to the victory over the Magic on Sunday, a 107-93 win for the Cavaliers. Well, that game was a lot of fun to watch. And one of the things I noticed in watching that game is that, you know, we always talk about just how versatile Larry Nance Jr.'s ability to do a little bit of everything offensively is. But you think his ability to do the same kinds of things defensively in that guarding multiple positions is maybe an underrated part of his game?
Yeah, I think it's made him a better player, because he's been forced to play the power forward and the center, just like it's made Jetty a better player, having to play power forward, two guard, and, of course, swing or small forward. All of those positions on the floor are definitively different, especially on the defensive end. He's accepted the challenge. He has the athletic ability to do both, and he's building confidence on it.
Yeah, and that's, like I say, I know the Magic, one of those teams right now that they're kind of right there on the fringe in the playoffs. But look, I think for a group like the Cavaliers, that's certainly a nice barometer for this group. And, boy, just watching him, Jim, we talk about him a lot, but he was down low on the block defending some of the bigs for the Magic. He was also coming out on the perimeter. I mean, it's such an underrated characteristic for a lot of guys in this league. I mean, not only the ability, but the willingness to guard multiple positions.
Yeah, but see, they have to now. The way the game is played, everybody wants to put shooters on the floor, the spacing. You can't have a guy that doesn't have the mobility to rotate. You can't have a guy on the floor that doesn't have the ability to at least stay with the dribbler at least one or two dribbles so that he can get help. So the profile for the kind of player that the way the game is played now has drastically changed. Nance fits that. Dele fits that. All of these young kids are those type of players. A guy with big feet, weighing 270 pounds, who's a banger inside, he can't help you because on defense he's a liability.
No doubt about it. Again, Jim Jones with the Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And, boy, don't want to spend too much time on Saturday's game against the Pistons. That was a rough one for the Cavaliers. But after the game, Coach Drew mentioned that he made the guys sit down and watch the film. And certainly humility plays a little bit of a role when you're going through the growth process. But, you know, Jim is a guy who's been through some tough losses like that. How painful can it be to go back through and watch a game like that? And I guess on the other side of the coin, too, you know, how beneficial is it to sit down and watch a game like that where little to nothing went right for the Cavs?
Yeah, well, that's the way you learn. You know, you have to learn through adversity. You have to learn even if it hurts you. You know, it's a slap in the face. It's something you won't forget. But when everybody's sitting there, it's kind of hard to deny when it's so obvious, because you're seeing it, slowing it down, slow motion, breaking it down. And he's not only criticizing, but he also tells you what you should have done. You see, and that's a little bit different. Larry Drew is an excellent teacher. That's why I love talking about it. And that's what we need. We need a teacher and a strategist, and he has both of those qualities.
Another guy who certainly has some of those same qualities is going to hang them up at the end of the year. Since our last discussion, Channing Frye mentioned that he's going to retire at the end of the season. And I know that he's not been on the floor a whole lot throughout the course of the season. But, Jim, how big of an impact do you think Channing Frye has had on this team, which is, again, primarily made up of such a young core?
Leadership. You know, leadership is the main thing. Someone to go to that understands. You know, he's a world champion. You know, he's been through it. He plays the modern game. He has great communication skills. I could see him in the front office one day because he has that ability.
And it certainly seems like he's done a heck of a lot off the floor as well. You hear nothing but great things about Channing Frye off the floor as well.
Yeah.
So it's certainly going to be a presence that's missed, no doubt about it.
Yes.
Well, Jim, of course, Cavaliers out in Brooklyn tonight taking on the Nets. Tonight marks the beginning of a tough stretch with a lot of road games coming up for the Cavaliers. What kinds of challenges do the Nets pose tonight?
Fast pace, switching. They're all about the same size in their guard play. LeVert, Dinwiddie, and D'Angelo Russell, you know, they build their offense around those three. We've got to slow at least two of them down to have a chance to win.
Good stuff. Well, Jim, we know you got to jump on the bus here in just a minute to head on down to Brooklyn for the Cavaliers and Nets tonight. We appreciate the time as always, my friend, and we look forward to doing this again next week.
Thank you, my friend. I look forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim, again. Jim Jones with the Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Always great stuff with Jim Jones. We love catching up with him. And Cavaliers against the Nets tonight, and Matt, the Cavs are playing pretty well right now, and I thought that was fascinating talking with Jim, talking about how this group is really beginning to come together, and I think they've certainly come together in a way that a lot of people may not have expected, in that they're winning with a group that a lot of people thought might not win.
Yeah, you know, it's been interesting kind of watching this Cavs team all year and talking to Jim throughout the year as well about this Cavaliers team, but during the entire season, I never once really thought like this team was playing like, oh, say the Lakers might be right now, tight, kind of with the weight of the world on their shoulders. I mean, I guess they never really had that from the sense no one thought they'd be that great a team, but I think you can see it. They're playing loose. They're a team that I think now realizes they can go out there, they can finish games, which is something they couldn't do at the beginning of the season. And I mean, when you're talking about 4 of 6 wins, a good victory against an Orlando team that possibly could be a playoff team in the East this year, they're beating the teams that are worse than them. They get another opportunity tonight against the Brooklyn Nets to perhaps add to that record. They look good. They look, as you pointed out, like they're having fun. Not that they haven't been all year, but now you can really see they're reaping the benefits here.
No doubt about it. Well, before we get to ABC News and our Fox Sports update, we need a winner. Thanks to our friends at North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco at Center Ridge and